Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill here. We often say a big weekend of sport ahead, but it really applies to this weekend.
Well, an Olympics kind of gives you a start on it. And Paul Flynn is with us in studio to look ahead to the All-Ireland football final. We've had lots on the Olympics already in the programme. But on the day of the opening ceremony, heartache for the Irish men's sevens team as they wake up this morning because they were beaten narrowly by Fiji and controversially as well. It finished 19-15 to Fiji, but an upset looked on the cards when Ireland led 15-7 in the second half of that quarter final. Two tries from Shea Mullins and one from Zach Ward. But Fiji fought back to edge ahead, although there was controversy around their winning try because having got their first of those two tries, Fiji then kick off to restart the game. And a Fijian player knocked the ball forward, it was picked up by a teammate who touched it down, and it was a loud stand. So it was a very frustrating way to lose when they were so close to the medal situation. Ireland now meet the USA tomorrow, playoff for fifth spot. The semi-finals are South Africa against France, Fiji versus Australia. And six Irish boxers last night received a bye in the Olympic draw. This is huge because effectively it means that seven Irish fighters are just two wins away from a medal. In soccer, there's mixed fortunes for the Irish sides in the Europa Conference League last night. We've already heard from Damien Duff after Shelburne were beaten 3-0 by FC Zurich. In contrast, St. Pat's go to Liechtenstein with a two-goal cushion after they beat FC Vaduz 3-1, helped by two early goals from Jake Mulroney. Vaduz pulled a goal back early in the second half and Joe Redmond then restored the two-goal advantage. Tony O'Donoghue spoke with Pat's manager Stephen Kenny, who was especially pleased given the strength of their opposition.
We know that Vaduz were in the group stages 2 years ago of the Europa Conference League, so and they've taken some scalps. They beat Rapid Vienna and they drew it to Nepuro. So they've had some good results in recent seasons for us to go and start away. We did a front forward electric in the first 20 minutes, half hour, really electric, and they struggled to deal with that, you know. Problem now, it's only half time, you know. I think Vaduz showed their quality and maybe would have expected to go through.
Well, we'll see, that return leg is next week. Now, because of the European action, just two games tonight in the League of Ireland Premier Division, Bowes versus Dundalk, Drogheda United versus Waterford. The First Division leaders, Cork City, are at home to Kerry. In cricket, Ireland reduced Zimbabwe from 121 for one to 210 all out. On the first day of the Test match in Belfast, Ireland begin to bat today. In golf, Paddy Carrington and Peter Laurie are right in the mix heading into day two of the Seniors Open at Carnoustie. The two Irishmen are in one under par, just three behind the leader Stephen Ames of Canada. And in the Canadian Women's Open, Leona Maguire is two over par at six behind Lauren Coughlan. Racing today at Cork and Kilbeggan. And that brings us to the All-Ireland final. Armagh have made one change from the side that beat Kerry for that final clash with Galway on Sunday. The switch comes in defence. Conor Macken replacing Peter McGrain. Macken comes into the half-back line. Barry McCambridge drops back to left corner back. McGrain will be on the bench. Well, former Dublin star Paul Flynn is with us now to look ahead to the game. Thanks for joining us, Paul. Just what was your first final with Dublin?
2011. Yeah.
And is your first final different? I mean, like Armagh, it's their first final. Galway had one 2 years ago.
Oh, it's entirely different. And like, you know, inter-county teams now are well protected. They talk about being in their bubble to keep themselves away from external noise, but it's impossible in with your first All-Ireland final. I recall even the media and the training sessions with fans the week of it or 2 weeks beforehand, and the sheer emotion. It's hard to not let it seep in, and that's in Dublin. It was difficult, you know. I can imagine in Armagh and in Galway what it's actually, like, you know. And to get away from that is hard, and it can be tiring too. You see in Cork and Clare last week in the hurling, some of the guys gassed out at the end, and a bit of that is definitely down to the intensity of the game, but some of it can also be the emotion. The week of it can just wear you down a little bit.
So is that advantage Galway then?
It is, that they have experienced that in 2002 and 2022, but they still have that bit of hurt in there from it. So I think it is an advantage that you have that knowledge of what it's like the weeks coming up to it, how you manage the tickets, which can be a big thing right up to the end of it, which we know it's difficult to get, but as players you get a good access to them and you have to divvy them out, and a lot of family come out of the woodwork, so it can be tricky. Those little things are tricky. But look, there's knowledge in the Armagh camp too. Kieran Donaghy knows exactly how this works. He's been around the block a long time and he'll know all the little things that can add 1% on the day, and that's what you want, the little 1%ers to give you that energy, because there ain't going to be much in this game.
Yeah, the two managers and their styles, Ciarán Maginn and Pádraig Joyce.
You know, first of all, they're both iconic players in their own county. Even for myself growing up, they were the two iconic players of the, of our time. And they'll be legends in their county regardless of the outcome this weekend, but this will really rubber stamp it. But they've had phenomenal journeys for the both teams. They've had great battles against one another. In 2022, in the year that Galway did get to the final, that game was an absolute classic, and a little bit of needle in it as well, which, you know, can build a bit of excitement for sure. But it was down to a couple of long balls in for Armagh that got them back from 7 points down in injury time to bring it back to a draw and drive it into extra time. So I'm imagining that this game is going to be very similar. There's not much of a kick of a ball between these. We've got great matchups. You know, we've got some of the best cornerbacks on both sides playing against the best forwards, which brings excitement. Galway will want to kick the ball out long, and that brings excitement, contests, which, you know, if I was Armagh, I'd be hammering the hammer there to strengthen Galway. And if they can go after that and hurt them on their kick out, they can get dividends from that. So there's plenty of aspects of the game which I think will lead it to being exciting. There will be phases of it where it's that control play that can sometimes frustrate the spectator. Yeah. But if we can just get through those, there'll be plenty of moments of these games that are going to bring excitement.
You mentioned that 2 years ago, 7 points down with time up, and Armagh got a draw. Two goals in point. And then last year, Armagh edged Galway at the very end. And this year, Galway were ahead coming up to the end, and Armagh fought back and got a draw. It gives Armagh a little mental strength advantage, does it?
It does. You know, it from a Galway perspective, they can say, look, we've had the upper hand on these, if we can just finish them off, yeah. Right? But Armagh will not go away. They're a very resilient team. They're very well conditioned. There's a lot of talk about the bench impact of Armagh, and that can have a huge significance in the last 20 minutes of games when it opens up a little bit, when it comes a little bit more free flowing. And we've seen the guys coming off the bench, McQuillan, we've got Oisin O'Neill, you've got Stephen Campbell for Armagh, and Charlie, I think. Yeah. I have a feeling that's going to be the difference for Armagh. I don't think this game is going to have one score in it. It could go to extra time again, which would be ironic with the first season that we don't get a replay. We'd be giving out about that as well, and we miss out on two great replays, potential replays, and an opportunity for us to keep talking about these great games like last week too. So I just have a sneaky suspicion that it's going to come down right down the stretch, whether it's in extra time or dying minutes. I think Armagh are just about going to get over the line and maybe a 1 point win.
All right, such a hard one to call. Well, Paul, enjoy it. You'll be part of our coverage over the weekend.
Thank you.
Along with the Olympics. And that's the verdict, Paul Flynn. We'll have lots more verdicts between now and Sunday, I presume. Bye-bye.
All right, you've a busy weekend, Des. Thanks for that.